Welcome to GamerCast, episode 119. I'm Adam.
And I'm Paul. And this is GamerCast for the 8th of June.
Yes.
Is it the 8th? Well, man.
It is the 8th.
Damn, I'm good at guessing what the date is. Actually, it says up there. Anyway, what's new, man?
Not much. Probably might have to do next week's episode on Monday, I'm thinking.
Okay.
Because I'm off to NAS, which is the Extreme Festival at Bath and West. Going to see all the skateboarding stuff. So go see Real Big Fish playing some other bands.
Right, so we're doing it Monday. What time Monday?
It'll be similar time Monday evening.
So you're working on Monday, yeah?
Yeah, I'm back to work. I ain't got any time off for this.
Mm-hmm.
But I finish work at 12:30 on Fridays anyway, so I can just go straight from there.
Okay, cool, because on the next episode, Catherine Wolf should be down on the Monday.
Yeah.
And the Sunday, so yeah, she's going to be on.
Sweet.
She can talk about Alone in the Dark and Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah, because she would have played that, so that'd be good to hear about. So yeah, should all be good.
Right, let's get on with the letters, because we've actually got a show to do.
I would be reviewing Indiana Jones Lego on the Xbox 360 for today, but I am getting money and I can't afford to buy it until next payday, so I'll have to wait.
Have you got your new computer yet?
No, I'm still saving.
Still, how long is that going to take?
Well, I have to put the saving on hold next payday, because I've got to put money aside for paying for the MOT insurance and tax on my motorbike.
So it's going to be a while then.
Yeah, it won't be.
You have plenty of time to think about your decision.
Not until probably September, I would have thought.
Right, anyway, we had a letter from Mr. Bob Mayan, who says, cool episode, I guess. Get a MacBook Pro, you won't be disappointed. I've never had a problem with mine. No memory issues, no crashes, blah, 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 etc., etc. Spore looks awesome. I'm getting it for OS X. Still listening, probably post next week. Bob.
Sweet. MacBook Pro.
Are you sure you want to get a MacBook Pro?
Yeah.
Let's look at the Apple website, and we'll see how much money it is. I know how much it is, but let's just remind Adam how much it is.
Oh, I know how much it is. I keep checking the price. It has come down a little bit.
So the minimum price is basically £1,300. Well, let's see what sort of PC you could get for the same price.
They're already purpled out, which means you've been thinking about this.
How about this?
That looks a bit weird with the way that... How does the monitor come down? Is it a tablet?
This is no ordinary computer. This is £1,400 for its base configuration, so it's £100 more, but it has a 20-inch screen.
Mm-hmm.
It has a built-in remote control, which fits in a nice dock there. Full keyboard, numpad separately. It's really Uber, man.
Okay.
So this is obviously a desktop replacement.
Does it fold up?
Yeah, you can. It's still a laptop. It's just a big laptop.
Okay.
And the specs of this thing is just Uber.
Oh, 2.20 gigahertz.
Yeah, cool. The main thing is a graphics card. Actually, this is the old model. Let's find a new model.
Okay.
I should have saved the thing. Let's just go to the HP website.
HP. It's game.
Let's try and find the UK website. So yeah, what the computer we're looking at is the HP Pavilion Dragon. It's got some funny...
It's got a good name for a start. That's got my attention.
It's called Dragon because, although you can't see it in the pictures, it's got this really sort of cool dragon stylish like sort of etch into the design of it and everything. Let's notebooks. Giant notebooks.
Okay. Giant notebooks. Keeping in mind the standard specifications for my Mac are not what I'm going with. I'm going with higher specifications.
So you'll be spending even more money?
Around about £1,700.
In that case, we can kit this thing out really good.
Okay, show me what I can have for £1,700.
You can have a 1920 by 1200 screen. Well, I don't know. We'll have to work it out. So here's the base configuration for £1,400. 20-inch screen. You've got 4 gig of RAM, base config. Two hard drives, 160 gig each. Optical drive, Blu-ray player, DVD-ROM, writer, all that sort of stuff. So you can watch high-definition films on it. The base resolution is 1680 by 1050. You've got a GeForce 8800 GTS graphics card. That's equivalent to what I've got on this PC.
Okay.
So that machine will run Crysis.
At 512 megabytes?
It's 512 megabyte dedicated memory, yeah.
Okay.
That graphics card is what I've got on here, basically. They're both similar.
Go back to the Mac website, is that?
Oh, sorry, I closed it down because their website wasn't working.
That one. I don't want the 17-inch.
That's only got the 8600 graphics card. That's a budget graphics card. It's not an 8800.
No, it's up, because you can't change your graphics card in these things. Up to the top.
2 gig of RAM. 2 gig? What are you going to do with 2 gig?
Well, I've got 4 gig.
So, even more money. That's another 120 quid on top of this one. And it's already 1600, dude! What a rip-off.
Yeah, let's go to the specification.
Hey, dude, stop browsing the website. We've got this discussion to do. You are not buying that machine.
Let's just go to the...
It's too expensive for what it is.
Tech specs. There's a bloody graphics card disappeared too. There.
It's an 8600. I've already checked.
8600 and GT.
I've done my research, dude.
Okay.
No good. It's, I mean, it's got everything. It's, you know, 4 gig RAM. Default CPU in this model is 2.5 gigahertz. You know, it's Uber. Memory card readers, like everything on it. Gigabit LAN, HDMI out, 4 USB 2.0 ports, VGA out, RJ45 Ethernet, S-Video out, headphones, microphone, all the standard stuff. Or you could kit it out, upgrade that screen to the same resolution as this on a 20-inch screen, you know. It buries it, and it's still, it's like several hundred quid cheaper than a similar spec MacBook, and that's ignoring the fact the MacBook's only a 15-inch screen. So if you want a desktop replacement, the HP Pavilion HDX Entertainment Notebook PC series just demolishes it. Let's get some pictures of this thing up.
Yeah, go on then.
This is only a little picture.
I need to see more. I'm a bit confused on how the damn thing folds over.
Well, you've got like a funny hinge on the monitor because it's so big.
Okay. Strange monitor. That is a weird hinge.
Wait, I mean, it's a 20-inch screen, so you can't just have a normal hinge
on
it.
I'm never putting this on my laptop.
Built-in webcam, you know, everything. The thing is, you could use this as the television. You've got built-in remote control. You just lift it out of the little dock thing there, and it's a media sensor remote control. It's got built-in TV tuner, so you can plug it into your area and record television on it. This has got everything. That laptop like competes with my desktop, and it's cheaper than the MacBook Pro you want. I mean, plus, you know, you said you're going to be running OS X on that MacBook.
Mm.
OS X is shit, mate. I will go and get my Mac now to show you how shit Tiger is. I don't have Leopard because I'm too cheap for Leopard, but I'll show you how shit it is.
You've got a Mac. You kept that bloody quiet.
I have got a Mac. Yes.
The skeletons are coming out of the closet. You have a Mac. What?
Computer.
Mac. What sort?
It's quite old. Don't get me wrong. It doesn't have Leopard.
Leopard is much better than Tiger is anyway.
No, it isn't. It's got really buggy. Haven't you heard what people have said about Leopard? Let's see what these Apple fans say about it.
I just got this 10.5, which is Leopard, right?
Yeah.
And it's buggy as hell.
Yeah.
I would say my Mac would crash, I would say probably 3% of the time pre-Leopard. So that means out of every 100 boots, three times, it would just be like there'd be something messed up in a reboot.
We call them horks.
Now it's about 25% of the time, mm-hmm. I'd say. It takes forever to shut down.
Wow.
It's just, it's a buggy OS right now.
Yeah.
Okay. And here's Tiger. Let's look at this shit. Let's break this crap out. Oh, look. Look, iChat's running. Oh, yeah. I forgot. Once you launch iChat and you don't want to sign up, you're screwed. You can't get out of it. It's like, you know, really crap.
You running in a virtual...
This is remoting over to my MacBook.
Okay.
Let's turn the stupid animation off, because that's really annoying. Right, it's so slow. I mean, QuickTime. Let's launch this and see how long it takes to load up. Now it's throwing up, giving me some error message.
I'm confused that you have this.
Well, the thing is, you know, people often say, oh, I'm a Microsoft fanboy, he doesn't bother trying Linux or Mac OS X. I've got all of them. I've got everything. The reason I run Windows is because it's better. Look how long it takes to open a... Look how slow it is, dude. I mean, come on, that's lagged out. It's so slow, and, you know, you can't maximize things properly like you can with Windows. Oh, look, QuickTime is finally open. This pile of crap. Let's get this off the screen before it hangs the system. It's so agonizingly slow. You know, I'm fine if you get a Mac and run Windows on it all the time, but honestly, Mac OS, it's crap.
Well, yeah, I will.
I mean, look, now it's giving me the stupid beach ball of death. Come on, maximize the window. Thank you. Oh, God. Let's go to the GamerCast website. Just so you know, this isn't like a fake video I've done or something. This is really how crap it is. Oh, come on, keyboard. Thank you.
Well, I will admit, I won't be running Safari on it. I'll be using Mac OS X.
The beach ball of death again. Oh, sorry, the beach ball of waiting.
I'll just be using Firefox as my main browser.
Yeah, Firefox is just slow. Oh, look, the website actually looks quite cool, except it's... obviously running on Safari, which means it sucks. Oh look, it's buggered up the bottom of my page. Yeah, it's just so terrible, this operating system. And I can't get rid of that. I launched that a few days ago and you can't get out of it. I have to sign up. I can't, yeah. There's no way to... If you go down here and it's like, you know, bring up the menu and quit and it still doesn't go away, man. It's like, oh my god, go away. So yeah, you don't want that. I mean, you only have to read what other people have said about it to know how slow it is. This is what Nick Krublerich, I assume that's how you pronounce his name, said about it. I've been running Vista for a little less than 24 hours and I can't believe I didn't switch back sooner. The main difference is that the interface is so much smoother and neater. Yeah, you've got that right. And despite popular belief, performance is actually fantastic. I was used to waiting on Mac OS X while my standard apps would open up Quicksilver, Firefox, and Skype, but Vista goes almost straight into desktop and boots most apps very quickly. You know, you could just see how slow it is as well. I mean, this machine's got 1.5 gig of RAM. It's not like it's RAM starved or anything. It's really bad, man. I mean, the UI is ugly. It's ugly, man. Look at this. You've got a DVD player which looks like an iPod. You've got a robot which looks like an automator. It's... Oh, Jesus Christ.
Fair enough.
Oh, look at me, I can minimise the UI and make it look really, like, minimised and everything, but now I can't do fuck all. And, you know, the most annoying thing about macOS? Resizing the fucking windows. I can't resize... It won't let me resize the window. I have to go in this stupid corner and do it. You know, And what really bugs me as well is when you click on one of the applications to launch it, it bounces up and down. What's the deal? Why is it bouncing? It bounces up and down to hide the long load times. That's what it's about, dude. And it still hasn't... Oh, wow. It's finally showing me the end user license agreement. Get lost. Right. I'd love to be able to shut this thing down, but with iChat running, I can't shut it down. iChat has cancelled shutdown. This, I can't get rid of it. I'll have to hard reset that machine to shut it down or restart it, because iChat just cancels anything you're doing. Go away. Right. I mean, you know, other people have said, Wired magazine said, Vista really, this is talking about when they installed Vista on their Mac. Vista really flies on this piece and it feels like it's fast for newest tenants. It boots faster, folders burst open, and apps launch instantly. I'm especially delighted with Vista's glass aero interface. Yeah, there's just no... Mac OS cannot even stand in the same continent as Windows. If you get a Mac, put Windows on it.
Well, I like the idea of having a Mac so I can have both on it. There's some software...
Both? Who wants crappy Mac OS? Nobody.
I want Mac OS 10 for Studio.
Do you know how slow it is? Slow. It hasn't done anything. Right. It's terrible, dude. I would seriously recommend looking at this machine. This is really uber.
I want you to get me all the specs. Show me all the specs out in the Excel machine. I'm tempted. I do like the whole dragon thing, and the screen is pretty sweet. And
let's see if there's anything on YouTube.
You've got my attention. I will admit, you have my attention with a dragon.
Because
it's called a dragon. The fact that it's got a proper built-in monitor and it looks really stupid because I hate hinges on laptops because I broke the hinges on my last laptop and now my laptop looks sweet as hell, even though you could probably kill Paul if you threw it at him. Because it has a piece of custom-made aluminium superglued to the back that will not come unsuperglued because it's a superglue that they use for gluing in the windows in helicopters. And it's to stop my laptop from falling apart because it's so cool. And it was falling apart and cracking. I had this crack going all the way up the back of the monitor. But fair enough, it was like a... 13-inch monitor.
So yeah, the thing is, I looked at the Dragon because I assumed you wouldn't be using it as a portable computer, like carrying it around with you to work and everything. So I thought, let's go for something quite high-end. So there's a video of it, so you'll see the sort of size it is. So it's quite big, obviously. But it's got this like, really funky pattern on it and everything.
They're using the smaller one, not the regular size one, so you've got to be aware of that, get your own cable. Which is really useful. Nowadays, you can start buying... A media center
show
for
the
your room,
computer.
Right? So if you want a computer that you can use to watch
TV, look at
TV,
the screen on it. It's really nice.
Die!
Okay. Yeah, die, man.
Outbreak is, but everything about this thing is. The WTF show is a production.
So I do like the remote.
I'm recording.
Susie for Shiny Shiny Pet Digest, and I'm here with the new Dragon laptop, which is actually the Vivian HDX, and it's got some nice etching on it. You can't really see that, but trust me, it does have some quite nice etching. The first thing you'll notice about it is that it's absolutely enormous. Oh, there you go, that's it when it's open. And as I accidentally said, you can see it's on a hinge. Luckily, it's got some rather nice volume controls, which are quite easy to find. And yes, so, big hinge for watching your big HD movies. This is a full HD, this thing. Enormous keyboard. It's got this crazy dim fix to the camera and show you.
So yeah, dude, it's a really nice looking machine. And it's cheaper than the MacBook you want. And it buries it on specs. You could run Crysis on that. 4 gig of RAM. That's the same amount of RAM as this desktop has.
What's the graphics card? Is this pretty much the same as the one you're running?
Yeah, I'll show you some benchmarks for it.
It should be benchmarks for the 8600.
3870 and GeForce 80 GTS and 860. Let's see if we've got them all on one page. So yeah, dude.
Sounds like someone's dying outside. I can just hear them going.
Yeah, people are dying.
You have to realise, in England at the very moment, in lovely sunny Somerset, it is actually sunny and it looks absolutely gorgeous outside. I spent part of the day washing my motorbike, which was very cool.
Okay, the graphics card in that laptop is more powerful than the Radeon I've got.
Okay.
The 8600 isn't even on this list. Oh, there it is. There you go. So it's got half the memory bandwidth of my graphics card, lower clock speed, fill rates about 2,000 megapixels lower.
What about the one that I'm already running?
What are you running now?
It's that ATI one that I had.
What's the model?
I cannot remember.
Is it the X1600?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, well, that's slower again, I think.
Okay. I just want to make sure that I'm not going lower than what I'm already at.
But it is a laptop, so it's probably going to be like, you know, underclock, you know, if you're not doing much on it. But yeah, it's got built-in TV tuner, Freeview. Just plug the area in. This computer's got everything, dude. Everything.
How much does it weigh?
Half a ton.
Yeah.
Well, here we go. Here's a nice photo of it.
So I wasn't intending to put it on.
It weighs. Yeah. So there's the remote control, and you've got all these really nice like buttons, and they've got blue LEDs. There's no cheapo LEDs on it. Get this laptop and review it for Gamercast. Get it, dude. I'm really tempted to get it, even though I don't need it.
Yeah, I fully admit the reason that your wow factor that is kind of making your arm kind of slowly go behind your back and start to twist up into the air. My arm's following slowly. I actually do feel. I must admit, I've got the heart set on the Apple, but I do like the look of this.
I really like the look of it. Even though it's HP, but you know.
Yeah, what's the operating system on it? I know it's Vista,
Home Premium's on the basic one. I can't see it, but
most likely
it's. You've got Works and Office trial versions.
Yeah, as usual, they pump it full of that.
Can't see it, but I think it's Home Premium on there. But if you have a look on ultimatepc.com, they've obviously got a version with Ultimate on it as well. But that might come with Ultimate, I don't know off the top of my head. I can't see it. UltimatePC.com. Home. Ugh, you can get it Home Basic if you want. Or Home Premium. Yeah, no thanks.
Well, we'll go back to that after the show and we'll spec one up for the price I want. And
yeah, there's no question that, you know, that machine is so much better value than the crap book. I've had that ready all week as well. Right, so now we've talked Adam out of buying the crap book, let's bash Sony for a bit.
Go for it.
So yeah, GameSpot had a recent article on their website. I lost it now with all the crap I've got open. Oh, it was a report done by the Australian Consumers Association Choice publication. So it basically looks at how expensive it is to run a PS3 and stuff. The PS3, when it was on running a game, used 33.34 kilowatt hours, which works out as $5 US. Canadian dollars. And when idle, it uses 3 kilowatts per hour left. The 360 was about 10 kilowatts less, but the Wii, you know, just destroys them both and uses a tenth the amount of power as a PS3. Not really surprising, but it goes to show you how memory-hungry that PS3 is. And that when you buy a 360, it won't cost as much to run as a PS3. Did I tell you that HP laptop has a Blu-ray drive built in? In the standard configuration? It used to have an HD DVD drive. Right, anyway. Also, which I caught in the news, BT Vision, this is something I'm really annoyed about. BT Vision are charging people to view BBC content. BT Vision, say, like, I don't know, the IPTV thing, mm-hmm. you have a stupid box from BT, and they're charging people to view BBC content on it. That's ridiculous. And then they go on to claim, oh, it used to be free because our system didn't work properly. But now our system's working properly, you have to pay for it. So yeah, BT, you officially suck.
You suck.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Did I tell you that HP laptop has this TV tuner in it so you can watch Freeview?
And it has a remote.
Yeah, I want it, man, because my tablet, I don't have a really powerful mobile computer. I've got my tablet PC.
That's it.
Which is, you know, low end because it's 12-inch screen, really light, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, because you had something before that, didn't you?
My other tablet PC.
Which Catherine's got now.
Yeah, which was about equivalent power to it, but a bit bigger.
Well, yeah, I must admit, you have tablet, so that's what you read in bed in the morning, and, you know, you...
Read in bed? What are you on about? You make me sound like some lazy guy.
No, you said you used to use it as a book. So you read all your books on it and your stuff like that. And
When I've got stuff to read, I do it on the tablet, because I don't have to sit in this chair. When I do work, I sit in this chair.
Yeah.
Because I've got my keyboard here and I can hammer stuff out really quickly. When I'm doing reading or I'm walking around somewhere, then I use the tablet. But I don't have a really powerful mobile computer.
Well, I must admit that might be quite a good choice if you have it lower.
It will complement it quite well because I don't have a mobile computer, which is uberly powerful.
And it works well as a second computer there, as well as the fact that you
Yeah,
you got one over there, but it means that it's your personal computer.
Well, I was thinking this computer would be good to put in the kitchen. But there was only one thing, to have it as a kitchen computer, I'd like a touchscreen on it.
Yeah.
Oh, it looks really nice.
It has got my attention, I fully
admit. You will buy that computer.
I do.
Look at this piece of crap. MacBook. It's Slowbook. With its, oh my god, look at the crappy, oh god, look at the crappy screen on it. Oh, the MacBook probably beats it in battery life. I'd imagine it goes through the battery in about 20 minutes, that computer.
Yeah.
Let's see, have we still got the page open? Yes, we have. Reviews on it, all 5-star.
Okay, grab that link and send it to me. This is worth doing. We'll do this after the show.
No way, man. Our readers want to hear you switch to the PC. Our readers are listeners. Oh, it weighs 7 kilograms.
And how much does the... Go back to the Mac.
Well, I imagine the Mac is a lot less. Because it's only... You're getting a 15-inch one, yeah?
Yeah.
15-inch Mac weighs... 2.5 kilograms. So it's 2 or 3 times heavier.
See, I like it, but it's the whole fact that...
So you want something smaller? I can find you something smaller, dude.
I know,
I do
like... Look at that, the Dragon, it's got my attention. That actually is an attention puller. I like the...
I can find you a 15-inch Uber laptop if you want. But I'm just saying, because I knew you wanted this mainly as a desktop replacement...
I won't be getting rid of the screen or the other original computer. It won't be going on my desk.
Right, well, you want it as more of a desktop replacement than a mobile computer that you actually walk around town with.
Yeah.
So I thought, let's get into something big and powerful. And cheap. It's so much cheaper than the crappy MacBook. Macs are so expensive. Look at me. My name's Steve Jobs. Here's this £10,000 computer. It's shit of an Spectrum, but I know you're going to buy it. You're not buying a Mac. And if you are buying one, you put Windows on it. And you're running Windows most of the time. Look at Windows Vista, man. Cool. Let's see your crappy MacBook do that. Oh, wait, it's so slow. It takes 10 minutes to register the button press. Right, let's get on to something more entertaining now, like StarCraft 2. New unit announced. This is the Tauren Marine. Here's a funky video of it.
That's pretty cool. No, I've seen pictures of the Tauren Marine ages ago on the World of Warcraft picture, and it had like this weird, oh, what do you call them? The sea creatures that you always see on the beach.
Murlocs?
Murlocs. And it was a murloc hanging onto his back.
I'll just read out what the story is. In the old Confederacy, Terran Marines were mostly criminals or rebels who had undergone mandatory neural resocialization, freed from any previous allegiance, or blah blah blah, blah blah blah, blah blah blah, so on and so on. Confederate authorities were unable to find enough reliable troopers in this way, and were eventually forced to turn to a new source of fresh meat for the grinder. The obscure planet of Azeroth was found to harbor dizzying selections of human mutants and aliens in a state of perpetual superstition and conflict. The most physically imposing of these warrior races were the so-called Torans. An anthropomorphic bovine genotype with superhuman stamina, overpowering racial combat abilities, and bizarrely well-developed horticultural skills.
That is just crazy. There it is. There's a picture of the bomb. So they've actually really said that...
armed and ready.
Here we go. Here's a video. So we've got some Terran dropships coming over a cliff now. And they're going to drop some Tauren Marines. These units are really powerful as well.
So they're trying to say that StarCraft and Warcraft are happening at the same time instead of one's future, one's past. Interesting way.
Dude. April Fools.
That was one of the April Fools, was it?
No, but it's bound to be in it. Tauren Marines? That's ridiculous.
Well, I've seen that picture for ages, the Tauren Marines.
No way, man.
That's been on the World of Warcraft website for ages as a piece of artwork. So you're thinking that that was one of the old April Fools that's not been...
Of course it is. The Tauren Marines. Why would a cow be in StarCraft?
Well, exactly. That's what I thought, but... April Fools, so that's why I kind of just went along with it.
Right, anyway, you wanted to talk about Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah, just quickly. We just looked at
just quickly, because nobody really cares about it.
Catherine's going to be doing a review on it next week. But
I don't know if she's going to be doing a review. She's going to be talking about it next week.
Okay.
And how Kojima was in London and all that stuff.
But yeah, no, I didn't.
My name's Kojima.
Quick look is starting to get out a bit more.
I say we clone Hiro Nakamura and make him a StarCraft unit.
I don't know. I've got my doubts on it just for the fact of the environment that it sat in, and it seems less sneaking and more third-person shooting, but obviously you don't know. It's just the way that it looks. So I've got my aspects of kind of thinking, ooh, maybe, maybe, maybe not. But at the same time, the videos were showing some like comparisons between the E3 content that was being shown and what it's going to finally look at, as well as on IGN they've got a video showing how you should set up your weapons, and it shows a large amount of customization on weapons, which has been happening quite a lot recently with EA's Army of Two, and also you've got Call of Duty 4 and also Vegas 2, all with customizations in the weapons and changing the aspect of how you use them because you put it on a handle and you change this and the other. So it seems to be following down that route, and we have noticed that Metal Gear does follow down the route of whatever anyone else is doing. So I don't know, I have to wait and see. I'm curious to see how this is going to play out. But at the same time, even if the game isn't that great, the story content, obviously, will follow on and we get to find out what happens to Snake afterwards. So, I really want to play it, I must admit. It's annoying. I'm not going to buy a PlayStation 3 just for that game. But yeah, it looked quite good. There's a comparison video we had a look at, and it showed the difference. And sometimes I'm thinking that the original one looked more cinematic with the weird... glow. It seems something like a Ridley Scott film, where the new one seems more like a cutscene from a video game, so it is a bit weird. But yeah, I don't know, it's, we'll have to wait and see. But I must admit, it's probably not the most amazing game. It is just Metal Gear Solid. I know some people are going, what are you saying, it's just Metal Gear Solid? Well, yeah, amazing. Metal Gear Solid is amazing, but
meh.
On life expectancy, the game only doesn't last as long as many of the other ones. So, with the fact of, I don't know if this has got multiplayer capabilities or not, I've not really looked into
it. Well, we can get Catherine to talk about it next week.
Yeah.
Because she'll know about it.
So, yeah, it's... we'll have to wait and see. Right, you wanted to touch on...
Other news.
HTC.
We talked a week or two ago about the HTC Touch Diamond.
Mm-hmm.
This Uber phone, which is like the most Uber phone in the whole history of the world. With a VGA screen on a phone.
Mm-hmm.
In your face, iPod boy.
I like my eye.
So yeah, they've announced the one which everybody was expecting them to announce, which is the one with a slide-out QWERTY keyboard as well. So that's officially announced, and it will be available across Europe on all major carriers by the end of summer.
So you'll be buying that then?
Yes. I will be buying it. Yes, finally replace my two-year-old XDA Mini S.
Sweet.
So yeah, really nice. More RAM. It's got 288 megabytes of RAM. TV out. I mean, it's, the phones are like uber spec'd. They're like mobile versions of that laptop.
It's a mobile dragon.
It's a mobile HP.
It's a baby netherweb.
So here we go. Here's the actual model numbers of them. HDX9310EA and HDX9320EA. I had to call it the dragon.
That just reminds
me. Oh, look,
me
dude. Pre-installed software. It comes with Microsoft Internet Explorer 7. Wow! I can't believe they're listing that on their pre-installed software list. Oh, look, the more expensive one's got 500 gigabytes of storage.
Cool.
Oh, yeah, they both come with Home Premium on here.
Okay. We'll have to look and see what we can customize on.
But you can still always put Ultimate on.
Ultimate. Right. Have you finished with your HTC?
No way, man. I just want to show you pictures of this phone so you start drawing over it.
Oh, it's a nice phone. I kid you not.
Yeah, it is a nice phone. I encourage everybody to buy this phone. And if they don't want one with a keyboard, if they want one which is a lot thinner, you can get the Touch Diamond instead.
So what's the keyboard called? Oh, excuse me.
The HTC Touch Pro.
Touch Pro. Oh, I'm a Touch Pro.
I'm sure O2 will call it the XDA Touch Me Please.
Touch Me Please.
No, that's what they're going to call the Diamond. They're going to call this one the XDA Type On Me Please.
Type all over me and touch me at the same time. Right.
You wanted to talk about a Blood Elf Rogue?
Yes.
Whatever that is.
Basically,
who knows, man? Who knows what Adam's talking about?
I'm doing a review on Blood Elf Rogues.
Hang on. Is this World of Warcraft?
This is World of Warcraft. I've never played as a rogue before. Never majorly been too interested. I like following the realms of mana and magic in World of Warcraft. So I've got a hunter going.
Nobody
on
is interested in your arcane habits. The Night Elves do not appreciate your style of magic.
But
our druids could kick your ass.
I do like the whole Night Elves being an elf and stuff. It's pretty cool. And I love the druids and stuff. And got a couple of
Night Elves for the win.
But one of my friends, he is very, very good at playing World of Warcraft and loves it extremely fast. He cancelled a while ago. He's come back and he's gone to help one of his close friends who's got WoW, and he wanted to play his Horde on PvP. So he's been playing Horde on PvP.
How can I get rid of this stupid
Stop playing with a freaking Mac. You're going to make
it's
it cry.
It's so... I can't get rid of it.
Let me finish my review, and then you can scream at it. So he's decided to play alongside with him, and he's leveled up, and before you know it, he went from being a low-level character to having a level 66.
But now the window's on top, and it won't...
It's because it's also sitting on top.
How do I get, dude?
I don't know. Just take it down the bottom. So he's been playing as Night Elf. He's level 66 or something like that, slowly working his way up. And he can't be bothered to put the time in. He can't play it as much as he used to put the time into level another character. So he wanted to have a facility called boosting, where normally you have someone else boost
you.
Dude,
if you need me to boost you, I'll do it, okay?
Let me finish.
What's wrong with this?
So he's decided to have a go at boosting himself without having to need another person boosting him. So he's got a separate... He has two accounts now, and he's boosting up one person to be a booster on this separate account and use the booster to bounce to populate more characters on his original account. But he asked me if I wanted to join in on it, just on his beginning.
Do you know what really annoys me about macOS?
What?
Apple put themselves in your fucking address book. I don't want Apple in my address book. Go away.
So
what's wrong with it? Even the time is wrong on this piece of junk.
Can I finish?
Junk. No. This show is about destroying Apple computer.
If I buy one, you're not breaking it. I'll make a deal with you now. Oh no, I'll make a statement. If I buy a MacBook and you damage it in any way, I'll throw it in the bin and you have to buy me a Dragon.
Deal.
Okay, so
why is it? Oh look, the time's right now. What a stupid thing.
Right, so he asked me if I wanted to jump on all the boosting just to get a character up quick to play alongside
him. It's so slow.
Because I'm still playing with my dwarf to catch up.
Thank God we didn't record our podcast on a Mac.
So I've decided to have a go at trying to Blood Elf, because I don't like any of the other Horde characters. And I tried to go for Rogue. So I've been playing as Rogue. I wasn't majorly impressed with Rogue at first, but I thought, DPS, let's give it a go. And I must admit, I was quite impressed. The whole ability of taking on just one character at a time, blitzing through really quickly. I like the whole being able to sneak. I must admit, it's actually making me think to go Feral Spec on my Druid when I finally get the cat form, just for the fact I do like the aspect of being rogue and sneaking about. It is quite cool.
I like to sneak about too. My name is Dinandal. I own a PC.
And I sneak everywhere.
My PC runs Windows.
If you do like the Night Elves, the Blood Elves are very similar, but obviously it's a more, instead of purples and greens, it's oranges and reds in their colour scheme. And it is quite cool, the fact that they're always high on magic and stuff like that. And a lot of people are kind of like, if you look at what aspects they're allowed to go on, they are on pretty much mana only. But some of their natural effects of being able to suck mana out of people and assigns people does work well with a rogue, for the fact it allows you to recuperate your energy quicker, and also the fact that being a rogue, if you go up against a mage, you can pretty much silence all magical people around you quickly, and then you just go from one to the other, killing everybody. I'm finding it quite cool. I'm liking it. I wanted to go for the PvP as well, just so I can have this one character to play with my mate Gary. And the fact that he's going to boost me up pretty quickly means that I don't have to spend much time playing this character. I can just leave him, my character, on follow, following his character, and he'll boost me for it. And I can carry on playing with my paladin to catch up on our guild, me and Paul. So,
our guild has entered negotiations with another guild about merging as well.
Really?
Yes.
So one of them will have to disband, or we'll both disband and recreate a new guild.
My guild ain't fucking disbanding. I've got two bank tabs. Basically, the negotiations are, you dissolve your guild, and then you can join our guild.
Sweet.
That's like how I do my negotiations. And people like, do it, man, because our guild is really epic.
It is.
We've got like loads of level 70s. Anybody on Steam Bureau Cartel on the Alliance, you need to join the Rise of the Dragonstar guild. It's only open to level 70s.
It's...
apart from the loads of people who aren't. And it's only open to level 70s who are completely epic geared. Apart from those who are not. But that's fine. So yeah, join our guild. It's the official GamerCast sponsor. Yeah! The guild should sponsor GamerCast. Well, basically it's me paying me money, okay?
Yeah, you just circle lights around, it's pretty cool.
No, it's basically Amelia and Chris paying me money. There we go.
But yeah. Blood Elf Rogue, very happy with it. I don't know if I'd have an Alliance Rogue, I just liked it. It's quite cool.
Blood elves. You traitor.
You've got a blooming orc on the Horde side. That's why we're on
two different. I've got an orc, two taurens, a blood elf.
Exactly. So I just thought.
Blood elf's only level 2 though.
I've gone for blood elf on PvP server to just give it a bit of a different flavour sort of thing. Keep me occupied.
Traitor.
Yeah. So it's pretty cool. Next I wanted to have a look on some really nice videos of Dawn of War 2, new trailer out, looking pretty sweet. It's that one there.
Should we play it?
Yeah, hit play, see what you think. I'm looking forward to it. One thing they've said is
may contain inappropriate content for children.
Okay.
So send the wee nippers off to bed, everyone. Although we've been swearing and going all out.
Yeah. Oh, I will say one thing. the good thing about if you want a bigger pool, you're gonna have to click on one of those pictures.
Click on that.
Yeah, click on that. It reloads the website to that one, which you can go full size. One thing they did say about Dawn of War 2 is that all of the content of all the characters and everything like that, and all the races, will be in this one. So you don't have to start thinking, oh, they'll start you small and make you build up again. So yeah.
It isn't working.
It's trying to buffer, but it's not.
Look at it jiggling back and forward.
Yeah. Hit pause. No, it's not liking your computer.
Yeah, that's a trouble when I've got Mac OS running.
Oh, there you go. That's, looks a lot better.
Whoa, that's too loud. Yeah, so it looks kind of interesting. We've got things running around and explosions going off.
The environment looks a lot better.
Environment is a lot better.
Yeah.
Ugh, somebody's getting killed.
Yeah, orc being killed. It's going to be different. It's going to be interesting to see if the gameplay is going to be changed much. But at the same time, I am liking the fact that graphically it's been given a major, major update. So, yes, loving it. Oh, there's a reply to Leopard is buggy as hell. See what that guy says.
No.
Because he might be saying, it's a load of bollocks, you just got it set up wrong.
For anybody who's a fan of Steve Jobs like myself.
Who's this guy?
You know how important his keynote's going to be. It's just going to be sweet. I just love seeing Steve up on the stage. When he talks, he literally, brainwashes people and, just wants you to buy everything. That's just what's great about Apple and Steve.
What? The great thing about Apple is that Steve Jobs brainwashes people. Right, whatever, you complete retard. What does this guy want? Let's see this guy.
Got really pissed off about my iPod, so many of you might know that I have...
Oh, the iPod. Don't get me started on the iPod.
A iPod Classic. This is a Classic 80 gig. And I wanted to show someone a video the other day. Hey, I've got an iPod cable that I can connect it to the RCA inputs on a television. And, one of these, where is the camera? This side. You plug it in there, plug that into the TV, and you set the output to TV, and it plays. Well, Apple and their fucking infinite wisdom. Guys, if you have an old iPod and you bought these, and you had a new iPod, it doesn't fucking work either, so... There we go, I'm talking local currency, $80, down the fucking drain. And Apple, you fucking suck for that. I mean, that pisses me off when they do that. I mean, it really does, because, now I must go buy another fucking accessory again to get my shit on TV, and, I'm not particularly happy about that. But.
I'm not happy about it either. Let's see what this is about.
Apple is finally acknowledging there are some Leopard installation problems, addressing reports of a blue screen problem.
It's just been called blue screen.
I wonder if Apple had any sort of control over what color that error screen would
right.
be.
Because
apparently it's just a blank blue screen.
Oh, it really is a blue screen.
But it just happens to be blue. It's when the Macs get hung up on initial boot.
And it has to do with... something called ACE, which is a interface enhancement product.
Ape, sorry.
I wonder...
Some people are saying they have it anyway, even if they don't have the ape.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't tried it. But what's so cool about this is that Apple has managed to make crashing into a Windows problem by calling it blue screen. It's like every time something crashes, it's like, oh, it's just like a PC.
Yeah.
It's a Mac that's crashing, and people are thinking, oh, it's just like a PC. They've managed...
It is a PC, personal computer. Right, so yeah, that's the Mac not working. Let's look at this video. What's this guy have to say?
Come on, quick look.
So here's a dude looking at a screen of
a
Mac.
It's just been loading
and
forever.
Like, the window's just hung on, loading.
Macs are so slow. Quick look. That's not a quick look. Apple's OS might start up fast, but once you're running it, it runs so slow. Look at this, I have an icon highlighted. It can't even keep up with the mouse. That's pathetic. This is a quad-core machine 8 gigabytes of memory, 512 megabyte video card, and a highlighted icon can't even keep up with the mouse. Look how choppy that is. It's terrible. I've got barely anything open. Just coverful, it might sound nice, but it's so slow at loading files, it's just not even worth it. You can't even see what this stuff is. If it's a video, it's just the first frame, so you can't even tell what it is.
So this guy's just going for the quick look. What was they call it? Cover flow.
Cover flow.
And like, there's no icons on anything?
Quick look can be helpful in some cases. The problem is there's so many files that it's not compatible with. This is DivX. It's a very popular format. They cannot preview it. You just get this icon. It's not very helpful at all. No DivX files work with Quick Look. So this is copying files right now, and I want it to stop. So you should be able to click this X and have it stop copying, but clicking next does not do anything.
Oh, it does
that
with
PC, if you tell it to stop copying, it stops
really?
Copying. With a Mac,
oh, I mean, when you
just
have
a trick
to cancel something. I mean, don't we mean with PC, I mean certain software. When you're trying to cancel
the
software,
just put this X and
you
stop.
Never can hit
it
the bloody...
Work.
Here we go, I'm copying a file between two
just
hard drives.
Just continue copying, even though I don't want
and
it
if
to.
If I click cancel...
Stop.
It stops!
Stop.
PCs are so good.
How come on a Mac, web pages stop loading while you're moving the browser window? Look. These pages load pretty quickly. Pretty quick. Whenever I click on one, and then click on the top bar to move it, I click to load the page, but since I'm holding down the bar to move it, it does not load. It's not loading at all. Once I let go, it's gonna load. How come it stops loading whenever you're moving the window around? Doesn't make sense at all. Just makes it more confusing. I think it's a lot better on a PC. But that's just my opinion.
See, that's what we're getting into now. Because we've seen the Mac market share in the United States go up 1% over the course of the last year. People are using Macs now, and they're coming into all these problems, and people realize these things are really crap. And all the adverts about how they're so perfect and everything is bullshit. Every computer has problems. This computer, that computer has problems. Like, for example, I can't think of anything now. But it's got problems, man. All computers have problems. See this glass? This glass, you know, you think it's fairly simple, but it's got a problem. Look, it's got a seam of where the glass was joined down there. I mean, everything's got problems. Nothing is perfect. Let's just put another thing in the show notes here. You were talking about Dawn of War, weren't you?
Yeah.
Right. Mac OS. Macs are not good. Mac. Intosh is not good. Right. So we've got 53 minutes in. Let's see what else we can find to bash Apple. Here we go. Some people talking about Apple. Hopefully it's all bad stuff.
This MacBook keyboard, I can't stand it. It drives me crazy.
I wish they would let you upgrade all of their computers.
Chiclet style?
Yeah, it's really hard for me. And I have to always pay shipping on everything.
The keyboard. I can't stand the keyboard. When I'm typing, it doesn't get every letter. I hit every single key, but it's just really iffy which ones it decides to actually put into the computer. And
put into the computer.
It really sucks when I'm writing assignments on here. And I usually don't... I'm starting to...
Okay, that's just boring.
I don't understand why the fact they've cut him going back to someone else.
Oh, look, they're going... Oh, yeah, lots of people.
That's why they did it.
With each key I hit to continue typing, that one highlighted character will change to the last key I hit. And I have to highlight everything, delete it, click in the middle of the window outside of the typing box, click somewhere, then click back, and then start over again.
And well, that just sounds like he's pressed insert.
It really slows me down, because I like typing fast. I can type...
The lack of customization on a Mac, that's one thing.
Get an iPod, and within a week, they already have scratches.
And it's just fucked. You just got screwed over.
What I dislike about Apple, first off, is this. Hi, I'm a Mac. I'm a PC. I do this better than you. I do this. I do this. I do this. I don't care. Honestly, I do not care. This whole Mac versus PC thing, it absolutely bores me to tears.
Because the cord, it actually gets in the way of the little feet. See, that's the little thick part ends like right at the feet.
What's he babbling about? Who cares? Right. So yeah, man, don't get one. They're not worth it, man. You're giving company to this. You're giving money to this company who'd screw people over. So yeah, people in Gamercast land, what do you think?
Mac or PC?
What, Mac is a PC? Mac OS or Windows or Linux? I mean, you know, Mac OS, it's slow. What's the point in getting a new computer when you put such a slow operating system on it? Look at the benchmarks. Look at the Halo benchmarks, for example, or Photoshop. You know, Photoshop is like 3 times faster at rendering, or whatever they call it, on a PC. And, you know, same with games. Games are like twice as fast on a PC, frame rate wise. Even like OpenGL games, like Doom and stuff. Yeah, man, I mean, look at this. And .Mac? What a joke! What a joke! I mean, who are these people? Look, this is stuff Google and Microsoft and Yahoo do for free, but if you want .Mac, you have to pay for it. You know, I had to reinstall Mac OS this week. It crashed. I installed the latest updates and it crashed. The machine wouldn't boot. So I had to reinstall it. And the first thing you do when you reinstall it is, when you know, you set it up, you tap your keyboard, create your usernames and everything, and then it asks you to sign up for .Mac, which is like, I don't know, 30 quid a year or something. So you click on the thing saying, no, I don't want to sign up, and then it offers you a bloody trial. No, I don't want it. And then the worst thing is, they make you fucking register with Apple. They like, you type your name in and they want your address and everything, and you click continue, and then you see this thing communicating with Apple, and it sends all your details back to Apple. So now Apple think I'm some dodgy bloke living in Iceland. God, dodgy, man. If Microsoft wanted people to register with their address and everything, all hell would break out on the internet. But if Apple do it, that's somehow fine. But the trouble is, most Apple fans don't actually have a fucking Macintosh. As if they're always really good, but they never use one. You know, it's terrible. It's worse than Ubuntu, and Ubuntu is crap. At least, you know, Fedora or, you know, OpenSUSE, you know, they're decent Linux distros, but Ubuntu is crap. Right, Ubuntu is crap. Ubuntu is crap. Ubuntu.
And for those people who have stress problems, see here, Paul has no stress problems because
I have
vents.
No stress because I vent, man.
He vents. Find something you don't like and vent.
That's what this Gamercast is all about. But next week I have to behave or else Catherine's going to beat me up. So I've got to do it all this week.
Yeah.
Otherwise I would have spent...
Does she like Apple?
No. Well, she just doesn't care. It's like, you know, Apple, what's the difference? It's all this stuff which doesn't work properly. And you can't play Blu-ray discs or HD DVD on a Macintosh because there's no drives for it and there's no software to do it. And it's like, oh my God. You know, you get your MacBook Pro for 1600 quid. You can't watch any high definition movies on it. You get that HP built in Blu-ray drive.
Will I be able to play HD DVDs on it?
You've got the 360 drive, yeah?
Yeah.
Just plug it in.
Well, I'll be able to plug that into the MacBook, won't I?
No, because there's no software to play HD DVDs. That HP thing will probably come with Power DVD or something. Because media player and all that can't play Blu-ray or HD DVD, you need, you know, Power DVD or Win DVD or whatever they're called, like you did back in the old days before.
Yeah, like I had online. Okay. Well, it's more to think about. I'm curious about
Ubuntu release.
I'm curious about this
Ubuntu
dragon.
You know, Ubuntu is so crap. You know, OpenSUSE, it's got really nice, the user interface is black like Vista with green stuff. You know, that's the colour, it's black and green. Ubuntu, the colour is orange. I mean, honestly, it looks like the fucking Gamercast website, which looks terrible.
I have seen it, yeah.
Well, I couldn't even install 8. It wouldn't install. I was like, it would like, you go to the installer on it, and it would just die, and the computer would reboot. And it was like, oh, okay.
Right, I think that's all we got time for.
No way, man. Let's badmouth some other operating systems.
Oh no, if we stop now.
The fonts on Mac. What, the fonts are so. Hello, haven't you heard of ClearType? You know, they're too bold. It's because instead of, you know, on a PC, you enable ClearType, you've got triple the resolution of the font, and it makes fonts look so much nicer. On a Mac, you've got anti-aliasing, which isn't really good for small fonts because it just makes them blurry.
If you stop ranting,
no way, man.
Close the show now, then you can continue to rant to me about notebooks on running this stuff.
No, man, that's it. Everything sucks. You know, PCs, they're so lame. You've got these keyboard plastic keys. Was it the plastic keys? I'm getting a metal keyboard.
Shall I buy you a metal MacBook Pro as well?
No. what else am I going to have a go at?
No, I think that's your lot.
FreeSat. Got a FreeSat box this week, so you can watch BBC HD without having to pay Sky money. And it's so BBC, like 20 hours of the day is BBC HD preview, where they just show you fucking trailers of stuff. And of course it's all football on this week. And it's like, at least I better watch Heroes in high definition. So yeah, everything sucks, especially Mac, Ubuntu, but Windows is really good. I mean, look, Windows, man, it's really fast. Do you know how fast that is? Fast.
Cool. Right, we'll see you next week on Monday.
Next week on Monday, we're going to have a special guest, Catherine, who will talk about Kojima being in London and the world tour thing he's doing. I guess we can review Indiana Jones, the film. Although I sort of did that last week, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, although I can give my final review. Indiana Jones is gay, right?
That's why he gets married to a woman at the end.
Sham. Let's just cover it up. He's gay with that little kid of his. Right, she will also be talking about Alone in the Dark, because she was at the Alone in the Dark thing in London the other day, and she was on Inside Xbox and everything. So she's got like 100 friend requests. So I said, oh, you've got to be on the show now to like try and get some people to watch, to listen to the show. So yeah.
Sweet.
Any feedback to us? Like, if you're a Mac fan and you don't like that I badmouth your boyfriend, Steve Jobs, you can, you know, email us at feedback@gamercast.net or leave a comment on the blog post and whatever.
Yeah.
Actually, I better take off Ubuntu from the show notes or else the Linux fans are going to kill me. I don't mind the Apple fans because they're like, but the Linux fans have swords.
They vaguely click swords, do. Right, we'll see you guys next week on Monday.